Hello?
Hi there, is it possible if I could please speak to, is it Mr. Brian Hunter, please?
Yes, yes.
Hi, Brian, good morning, sir. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We are calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for some abuse or mistreatment that may have happened to you while she was in care.
Yeah,
so I'm just going to run over everything to give you an understanding, but I just want to give you the reassurance that we are here to help you and guide you through this, so we will be here to take it as it goes. And I do not expect you to remember certain pieces of information, so do not worry. This is just to help me build a statement for you. Now, first things first, can I just ask you, I have it down as Mr. Brian Hunter, would that be correct, Alice?
Yes,
perfect. And is this the best mobile number that we have down for you?
We're on
at the moment. Yeah. Brilliant. Believe an email address for you is bhunter07101965@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And can I ask you, is that your date of birth, the 7th or the 10th of the 5th?
Yeah.
Perfect. No problem. I'll just get that down here for you. In regards to yourself, can I please ask you for your current home postcode and door number, please, darling?
See, the thing is, I never actually put anything in about this, so I don't know how you give me a call, what's the thing? I don't remember doing anything.
May not be yourself, but somebody has made an inquiry online, basically, and asked for the call. We wouldn't have been allocated the information if not.
I don't know.
Just to give you an understanding that, basically, what has happened is the Scottish Department have looked into this, and unfortunately there's been so many local care homes, schools, border schools and things like that was affecting children in various different ways. Now, these claims have actually already been taken to court. Some people have already been paid out for this. Some people are still ongoing with it at the moment. Now, I don't expect you to pull out evidence that you've been in these care homes or anything like that. As long as you can tell me where you were staying and what happened to you, you will be successful for that. Now, I will guide you through the full process, and what I will do after the call is I will bob your message off the personal work mobile, just so throughout the whole process, if you want any questions, want to track your claim, you have direct contact in correspondence with somebody there throughout the whole procedure, darling, okay? Now, you'll be paid out via a check procedure. You don't pay for anything in any way, shape, or form. This is a gaining process for you. And like I say, it goes from physical, mental, sexual abuse. So even if it's just name calling and things like that, of course, we are here to listen to your statement. So I would need to take your current postcode and your home door number, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, current postcode is PA Papa Alpha 15 C Delta Delta. And my...
3 Delta Delta.
Yeah, and my home... Is my house number, is it?
It's 3C. 60C?
No, 3C. C for Charlie. It's number 3.
Oh, 3C. So it's number 3 and then C for Charlie?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for that. No problem. And in regards to yourself, do you or have you been known as any other names at all, Mr. Hunter?
No.
Perfect. In regards to your... Have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses whatsoever?
I don't think so.
That's perfectly fine. Just with any terminal illnesses or anybody over the age of 68, we can put it through the fast track for them, which just means it'll give them an extra 3 months off the case. Now, each case will take between 6 to 12 months. Of course, you can be paid out a lot sooner than that, but we have to just give you the 6 to 12 months to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Now, can I ask you, do you remember what your parents was called at all, mum or dad?
Well, my father was called George Hunter. And my mother was called...
And it was mum called Wilma, was that, sorry?
No, Margaret.
Margaret.
I think it was Margaret Johnson Boyd Hunter. I think that's the name she had.
Perfect, no problem. Thank you for that information. And while she was in care, do you know the area where you grew up or the address you were living at before they did take you to care?
Well, that was Gibson, Ginook. I stayed before I moved into care,
No problem. And is that the area?
I don't even know where Gibson was actually part of Ginook. So, I'm not too sure. It's in Inverclyde anyway. Ginook and Inverclyde, where I was brought up, so I don't know.
And it's Clyde spelled C-L-Y-D-E,
C-L-Y-D-E, yeah, Clyde, yeah, Inverclyde, yeah.
It's just because that way we can then basically work out Surf and Crab Perfect. That will help us understand what kind of region put you into care.
Yeah.
So let me just get that down here for you. Surf of Crime, perfect. Thank you for that. And do you know, was it just you that was popped into care, or did you have any siblings that was taken into care?
I had four sisters.
Four sisters. And are you in contact with any of those?
Yeah, I'm still in contact with them, yeah.
Perfect. So once the procedure goes through, if it is the case that you would, or you feel like anything may have impacted their time throughout care as well, you can always drop me a message and I will be happy to give them a call. That's no issue. Could I just take the name of your sisters, please?
Yeah, it's Gina. G-I-N-A.
Yep.
Mary.
Mary.
Yeah, Louise.
Louise.
And Janice.
Janice, perfect. And I'm assuming, have they got all the same surname as yourself, Hunter?
Well, they're married. They've got different married names, so...
No problem. But in time, would they have been known as that?
Yeah, Hunter, yeah.
Perfect. No problem. Perfect. Thank you. And in regards to yourself, let me just get that here before I Clyde, that's not an issue. Do you know how old you was when you were placed into care at all?
I was about 1971, so I'd be six, I think.
Around 6 years old, no problem.
Yeah.
And do you know what I need to be on the system for you is a next of kin. So for any reason, touch wood, anything was to happen to you throughout this process, you would be happy for them to receive this payment. Now, is there anybody that you feel comfortable with that you will be happy to, for me to get on the system for you?
My wife.
Perfect.
Okay.
Can I take her name, please?
Marie. Well, we call it Marie. Mary Hunter.
Mary Hunter, perfect. And can I please just ask for a mobile number for her, please?
Hold on. Two seconds. I'll find a number for her. Hi there. It's 075.
Yep.
39.
Yep.
55.
Yep.
43.
Yep.
03.
No problem whatsoever. And do you know the name of any of the care homes that you were placed in at all?
Yeah, I was actually put in Nazareth House in Kilmarnock.
Nazareth. That is... We have had this house come up a lot of times at this moment in time with different statements with different people, of course. Due to data protection, I would not be able to confirm their names, but in the most professional way I can say it to you, with them making statements and making claims against this company, that just goes to show most definitely that, of course, you have been in the same places, which was impacting people, which I'm very, very sorry to hear that. Now, were you in Nazareth House a full time or...?
Well, I was there till 1978, so from 71 to 78. So,
around 6 years.
Yeah.
Years you were placed there. And then from there, was you then placed into a different care, or was you placed with a different family?
I was in my father's house, I think 6 months, and then I moved to Kilburnie in Ayrshire. It's K-I-L-B-I-R-N-I-E, Kilburnie.
Perfect, no problem, thank you for. And how long was you here for, roughly?
Oh, that was from 78 to, I think, 82 or 83, I'm not too sure.
Don't worry.
No, but that was actually, that was Red Hugh, so it's R-E-D-H-E-U-G-H.
Thank you for that. That was the name of the care home?
Yeah, Boys Home, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. No problem, Boys Home, that's perfectly fine. Now... Do you know why you were placed into care? Was that due to parents? Was that due to being a child?
Well, I broken home, basically.
Broken home, no problem. That's perfectly fine. Thank you for that. Now, I understand that this is taking it back, and I do understand that it's going to be quite stressful and emotional for you to go back to this.
Yeah.
So just in your own words, as best that you possibly can, could you just give me an understanding of your feelings of when you first returned at Nazareth House? Of course, you're going to be feeling confused, you're going to be feeling sad, you're going to be feeling scared. How did they comfort you?
Some of the staff were fine. It was run by nuns, Nazareth House. So some of them were fine. There was one nun who was very, her voice was very vocal, raised her voice a lot. No, she never hit anybody, I don't think, but she was very vocal, kind of scaring people with her voice.
Oh. Her voice.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Mm. I knew. From that, what is it that you've received from here? Would you feel like you was, when you went to this care home to begin with, did they take you there with your siblings or did they split you up
yeah,
from the get-go?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, the social work took us there in cars from where I stayed
social
in Gippsville.
Yeah. They came yeah. and siblings here. And was yeah. you segregated from your children, from your siblings at all
well,
to keep you separate?
Well, there was girls' rooms and boys' rooms, so that way, you know, we were still in the same home.
Even though...
But we were still in the same place until I moved out. My sister, I had two sisters still there, Louise and Janice were still there later on. But I was there, probably 78.
No problem, he was here
yeah.
for around 6 years. Do you remember any teachers' names or any nuns' names or anything like that while she
Well, the only person I can remember, there was actually two sets of kind of play. There was actually Sister Michael's side was the other side, and we were on Sister Virginia's, which is the bad nun. So Sister Virginia was always raising her voice, you know.
Regina.
Yeah, Regina, yeah. But Sister Michael was a good nun, so every time I said hello to her, she said hello, so.
No, so Sister Michael was the one that you felt safe with if you
were yeah,
ready
yeah,
to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
only one that made him feel. That must have been the same sister somebody was
mm-hmm.
making me aware of, that when she was on shift, that was the only time
mm-hmm.
they felt safe, and when she wasn't on shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've also been told a story about another staff member that they didn't remember
mm-hmm.
the name of, but she was
yeah.
that scary, he fell down the stairs one time and broke his back. Now I'm assuming that is most likely Sister Regina, so let me get that here. And remember, Sister Mike was the only one that made him feel he was safe there.
Mm-hmm.
Just go on.
I mean, if we were kind of done some, say we had an argument with another child, we never hit them, but if we had an argument, right, we were told to sit outside in the chair, go in the hall, and you know, for a couple of hours. I mean, I've done that once myself, so I think there's a few children, same thing, Sister Regina. But I said, I don't remember actually her lifting her hand to anybody, I think it's just a voice.
It's just the way she spoke to people.
Yeah.
Do you ever remember them saying certain things to you or punishing you in any certain way?
There was one young boy who had actually wet his bed. And basically, Sister Regina said to him, because you wet your bed, you stay in your wet pyjamas all day, which was wrong. No. That's all the time I can think.
In regards to punishments, of course, it would make you, like you
yeah,
say, did
yeah.
you ever get, in regards to food, would you like the food they would provide, or was there anything that they would do about it?
The food was good. I wouldn't say the food was that bad. I mean, we did get fed. The only thing I would say was, at breakfast time, the boys would basically have their breakfast, then go up and get ready for school. The girls would actually be totally behind to do the dishes, so they were used basically as workers, the girls.
Do you ever remember them ever laying a finger on you in any way, shape or form, or putting you in any uncomfortable situations?
Well, if we have, see, we were kind of getting washed in the morning, if we weren't kind of, we were told by Sister Gina, if we didn't wash her face properly, she would do it. And she did it to one of the kids up there. She actually used a face cloth with soap on it and kind of pushed it in the person's face. So it never happened to me, but it happened to the young boy. No, so that kind of thing. We were given, I think, porridge in the morning, but they had, I think it was put a lyle syrup, I think, in it, a lot of it, to kind of help us with the digestive system, that's what we're told at the time.
Every morning was the same.
I think there were certain times where if kids had no nits, no, they would kind of put a fine metal comb through the hair.
Was you ever locked away at any point? Did they ever keep you in your room for any reasons, or segregate you from anybody?
I don't know if we're locked. I don't think we're locked up the rooms. A kid actually went to bed, they was maybe told to stay in a bed or in a wet bed, basically. I said it never happened to me, but there was other kids that happened to, and I think that must have been frightening for them, to be in a wet bed all day. No, that's basically.
How did they address you? How would they call you? Or for an example,
Brian. Brian, the first name.
They would address.
Yeah.
Did you get any sort of assistance with you going there at such a young age and being away from your family or anything like that? Did you get anybody that comforted you or anyone explained anything to you?
No. A few staff members were fine. They were nice to us. They try to kind of see how we were, but the sister Dardina would say, no, leave the person alone, no, don't go near them, no, you're not expecting them, basically. So, I think the sister Gina at the time, I think she was in her 50s or 60s, so I think she'd be passed away now, but at the time, no, this was just a 71, so...
In regards to this, when you moved on from here and then you went on to your back, you said you placed with your father, was that there around 6 months?
Yeah. Something happened in my dad's house, that had to be moved away. He basically had his hands around my neck, so that's the reason why I had to leave my dad.
Sorry.
He was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. That's another kind of story anyway, so, I mean...
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
He was placed for around 6 months and put back into the care system.
Yeah.
And is that then when you went then on to, was it, if I am correct, you said earlier...
Red Hue.
Was it Red Hue? Red Hue, perfect.
Yeah, in Cabernet, yeah. That's in Ayrshire, Cabernet.
And what was your memories of being here? Do you feel like it was a relief being here, or do you feel like being here?
The staff try to do their jobs. Say you'd missed your tea, you wouldn't actually get your tea in the other home. It was actually a lot of the kids who were brought in were 2 or 3 years old, and number one night, there's a few kids up in one room, so I heard a commotion, so I walked in, and there was about 5 or 6 big kids beating up on 2 young kids who were 5 and 6. They'd been brought in, so, I mean, I tried to say something to them and say, well, it's none of your business. I tried to get one of the staff members. It took over an hour before the staff member came up in order to kind of take the 2 kids out, so... So that was the kind of memories I remember. I mean, the staff member was always busy, but no, I said it took an hour before they actually got up to get the boys and take them away again. Because the wee boys feel vulnerable and scared. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of, that's what I didn't like about that place, because the children themselves were kind of like gangs.
Looking after them, and yeah.
So it felt, I felt sorry for these two kids who were brought in that light. Probably from a broken home as well, and they were getting mistreated by their kids.
I was placed without my siblings. Can I also unseparate?
I was there by myself in Kilburnie.
Can I ask you, whilst you was here, did you receive any sort of physical abuse in any way, shape or form in any childhood? Did you use anything such as the canes, any sand shoes or anything like that?
Well, there was a staff member who, there's a few kids this happened to. I was actually getting washed one morning with my underwear on and my T-shirt. Now, my wife doesn't know this. I was getting washed, and the man was Stuart Burgess, knew I heard a few years ago he got done for sexual abuse. And I was standing at the sink, and something was behind me. Knew, I think it was his penis, so it gave a bum. So knew I had a few kids, said things like to them. And I thought I had to walk away when it happened. You know, there was other kids probably the same boat. I think they were the same boat. Same thing happened to them, and I think that's why Mr. Burgess got jailed years ago. I think it's well over 15-20 years ago, I think.
And was he called Mr. Budgie?
Burgess. Stuart Burgess, his name was.
Okay.
Well, Stuart Burgess.
Burgess.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that, and I'm so sorry through that in front of your wife there. I'm very, very sorry.
That was the only time it happened, but no, it just kind of, no, when you're, I mean, that was only...
Yeah, you know when you know.
I think I was living at a time, 11 years old. I don't know if it was any younger ones as well, the same thing happened to them.
Most definitely, and of course, if it's happening the first time, you're going to be living in fear then, knowing that it's potentially happen again.
And
you don't feel like you can speak up about it because the way they make you feel and the way they override everything in there. So, of course, I do understand, and I'm so sorry you've had to deal with that. How would they go about punishing people? What would be the punishments here?
Jail, anyway. Jail would be the one for punishment. Because I'm not a judge or a policeman, no, I don't know the. So they wouldn't kind of harm any other kids.
Forget that. Did they ever make you believe anything regarding why you was in care? Did they say it was anything to do with your parents not wanting you, or did they ever make you feel like nobody was there for you in any way, shape, or form?
They never said it to me like that. No, there were staff members that kind of got on well with, but there's a man, Arthur McLean, who was a nice guy, you know, and took me to a lot of church meetings because he was a Christian with his family. And I got on well with Arthur, but because then he moved, I kind of lost contact. You know, the man and his family, you know, they were very nice people.
Right.
And his kids were nice people as well, you know.
And was that on a Sunday you would allow you to do that?
Yeah, Sunday, yeah. No, it was a Friday meeting. You know, so Arthur took me in the car with his kids, and I actually enjoyed the Friday meetings at church, yeah.
And this is the only thing I've enjoyed and had some happy in regards to food and stuff, you say that you was fed. Was you ever treated or anything on any birthdays or anything like that? Would you ever receive any gifts? Was it damaged on you?
No gifts.
Throughout this process, of course, I understand that you've had to deal with all of this and move on with your life.
Yeah,
but it doesn't take away how it has still made you feel as a person.
Yeah,
over time, of course, do you feel like this has had an impact on your life moving forward?
Yeah, I feel kind of, you know, you've got to look over your shoulder a few times in life.
Yeah.
That kind of thing where... When if I'm working with somebody, you know, how do you communicate being in home anyway? Anymore. You know?
Have to communicate in work and socially. Very hard to relive. And of course, I do understand that it is very hard for you to relive situations because it's only times like this now that your wife's having to find out things that have gone on in your life.
Yeah,
not
I know,
felt like
I know.
You wanted to go back into that to relive situations.
I feel kind of scared to take my wife about it because, it, you know, it's hard, you know, when you've been through that, you don't want to kind of get me into somebody else. They've got nightmares about it. So,
most definitely, and also, like you say, you've got to relive that situation to explain that to her as well, and of course you then happen to let her know what you was dealing with, so I do totally understand that. Now, what I can reassure you from here is it's not the case, like I say, where we are going to have to clutch at straws in regards to building evidence. That's not the case. It wouldn't be putting you through this whatsoever. You have to understand is that we processing this claim, we have to be the most professional possible way that we possibly can and understand that we are dealing with clients that have gone through it. Now, I can reassure you, we will work in our very best interest. The way that it works is basically Nazareth House has probably had 1,000 million one claims against them. So basically all that it takes is we have the records. We can locate all of the records for you. Now, they're not going to write down what they've done to you as long as we can prove that you was in them care homes or in them days, which we can do. And, of course, your siblings will help locate them as well because we've taken their names too. Now, that will then basically allocate everything. Now, it takes quite a long process, but it can be the case where you're contacted in 6 weeks' time with the value of your claim. But just for the safe side, we have to tell you it will take from 6 months up to 12 months' time for a full refund.
I thought it would take longer. I thought it would take at least 5 years to kind of...
No, not at all. I mean, it may have been the case where they started trying to clutch at straws about this, because a lot of people, this has had to come from somewhere. So somebody who has been affected has probably tried this claim a few years ago, and it's only just fell free for them, which, of course, like you say, in regards to this process, the maximum will be 12 months. And what I can reassure you on is it wouldn't be the case where I can give you a value at the moment. What I can tell you is each claim will average from £10,000, but the average claim payout at the moment is £48,000. Now, again, I know no money can take away what you have had to deal with and had to go through. Not at all. But in the most professional way I can say it to you, if we can get you something back for this, I will make sure that we get you the very top end of that back. Now, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp to your personal phone in a second, just so throughout this process, if there's anything that you think, oh, I've not mentioned that and I forgot to mention it, and don't hesitate to pop me a message over. And most importantly, if you want any updates or if you'd like to just know where the claim's up to, all you have to do is pop me a message and I can get you straight through to the solicitor. Now, what I need from yourself, Mr. Hunter, is I'm going to send you a document over to your email. That'll come through within the next 2 seconds. I just need that returning to say that you are happy for the legal team to go and get your file from the actual care homes itself. I'll get it through to your mobile, just give me a second, and I will also get it through to your email so you've got a copy of it there too. Let me get that here. This is the best mobile number for you for WhatsApp as well, darling. No problem. So you should have a document that's in your email right about now from MMA Legal. Will you just see if you've received that for me, please, darling?
Yes.
Perfect. So it will say sign document and proceed to document. If you could just click on that for me and submit that back, that would be perfect. It'll automatically type your name in for you, so it'll do your signature. Perfect. and your signature won't look like your original one because it will automatically do it for you, but don't worry, as long as it's got your name on there.
Let's see, and... Okay. Yeah. I don't know how it's seen it yet.
Does it, is there a box there that says signed by client with a little red star beside it?
Yeah, it says I confirm that I've read it and there's good client record and signed document.
Yeah, so if you press signed document, that should come back through to myself.
Illegal, yeah.
And what does it say on your screen now?
Next one down, yeah, solicitor's
signature. So if you go back to where it says signed by client and click on that for me, there'll be a little tick box that you have to press, and once you press that, that'll submit it all for you.
And I'm trying to find the, because it's so small on the screen, not my eyes, it's not good.
I'm the same. Well, if you come back out of it and go into it again, and I'll talk you through it again.
Signature.
And once you click on the signature, it'll come up with some squiggles. You click one of them and then press a little tick box underneath it. That'll fill it all for you.
First one, second page, page two, page three. So
is there a button in the top corner that says
MMA
finish?
Legal? Is that the one? Yeah, MMA legal.
Does it? Yeah, perfect.
And I'll back into
proceed to document.
Yeah.
And then go to the first box that says signed by client with the red star next to it for me. And once you click on that box, it should then bring up two or three signatures with your name.
It's not getting a signal. It's not getting a signal on my phone,
yeah. Probably because you're on the phone. So what I'll do is I'll talk you through it. I'll pop the phone down, and whilst you're doing that, I'll bob you a message on WhatsApp. So if you go off everything for me and go back into your emails, I'm going to proceed to document. There'll be a box that'll say signed by client with a little red star next to it. You'll click one of the signatures, click the little box. Perfect.
I've actually got it. I've got it now,
So once you click the signature, there should be a little box underneath it that will say, I acknowledge.
Got it. And, hopefully... I've got it now, I think.
Perfect. So if you press sign and see if that comes back for me. Perfect. That's done. That's done. That's everything.
You've signed this document. It says email to me, print or download.
So just press email to you because that'll get you a copy sent to your emails for you as well.
Got it. Yeah.
Brilliant. And what I'm also going to do now is I'm going to pop you a message over on WhatsApp. So what I would need you to do with that, if you could please send me a picture of your ID, which is either driver's license, passport, provisional, or even a bus pass, whatever's easier for you.
Yeah.
And any letter.
I'll get
which
my driver's license or my bus pass as well, so I've got two of them anyway. So.
Perfect. And we would just need proof of address, which is any letter dated to you in the last 3 months, just so we know it's your address where you're being paid to. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Brilliant. So I'll get you that over right away. My name's Billy, so if there's anything that I can help you with whatsoever, you just bob me a message over. Thank you for everything that we've discussed today, and I do understand it has been quite a hard discussion to obviously go through that, so I do appreciate that.
Sorry.
And appreciate your wife sitting there and having to listen to that as well, so tell her I said thank you. And if there's anything I can help either of you with, bob me a message over. I will be your claims handler, so we'll give you a call back within the first 30 minutes of your message, okay?
So I'll just
all right, darling.
What's that, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to send you a message over now to this number. It'll be there in about 2 minutes. I just need to get it typed up for you, sir, okay?
Okay, thank you, Billy.
All right, darling, thank you, bye-bye.
Call me Brian, Billy. I'm not sorry.
Brian. All right, then, thanks for that, Brian. See you later, cheers, bye.
Bye.